The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara on Daf Kufman Beis Amud Aleph, the final daf, the final omen of Masechta Shulchan, tells us the following. There were two people who saw the exact same Maisa, but yet they came to two different conclusions. What did they see? They saw a fellow who his father told him to go ahead, climb a ladder, climb up high, to bring him little birds. The son listens to his father, climbs up. He's Mekayin in the midst of Shluach HaKein, and on the way down the ladder, he falls off the ladder, and he dies. Elisha ben Avuya saw this Maisa, and because of this Maisa, he was Chata. He became an Apikairis. The Torah says, Beferish. L'manita v'loch v'arach t'yomim. The Torah says, V'kibur av'ein. L'man yarichem yamecha. And this person was doing both mitzvahs with the Torah promises, arichas yom v'shonim. And he's nifter k'mat b'shas ma'isa. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya saw such a thing, and he became a keifa. Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, saw the exact same thing. And Rabbi Yaakov said, oh, mitkan lo t'chias ma'isim in ha'Torah. T'chias ha'Meisim. It's muchach and these psukim that is going to be t'chias ha'Meisim. We know that Moshe emes v'tayros ha'emes. Asher nosan lanu t'ayros emes. Every word of the Torah is true. Every word of the Torah is immutable. And if the Torah says, l'manitav loch v'arach t'yomim, we have to darsh in the posuk, l'manitav loch ba'olam shekulay t'ayv, v'arach t'yomim ba'olam shekulay aruch. And therefore, it's a raya from these psukim to t'chias ha'meisim. Two people saw the exact same thing, but yet they came to two entirely different conclusions. Rav Yaakov Galinsky tells Sue a very interesting thing. There's Gemara Masechtas Chagiga on Daf Tezvov. The Gemara says that Arbo Mechachmei Yisrael Nichnasu L'Paradis. The four of the Chachmei Yisrael was Zoyche to see the Maisa Merkava, was Zoyche to see Zachin, to stand, to be Zoyche to see Zachin, the secrets of the Bria, Maisa Merkava, the Kisei HaKavod. And Chazal tell us that each one of these Chachomim left the experience differently. Ben Azai, Ben Zema, Elisha ben Avuya, and Rekiva. Ben Azai, he was hates, he looked where he wasn't supposed to look. Who makes it, he was nifter. Yaakov Galinsky learns, Pasha from the Dvekas, as Neshama jumped out of his body to be dovak to the Rabbi Yishlam. Ben Zema, he was hates, he looked, and it was nitra for Daite. He lost his mind. Elisha ben Avuya became an apikayus, kitas ben Atiyas, and Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yotz b'shalom. And the Gemara says that what did Elisha ben Avuya see, which made him become an apikayus, v'yotz tar b'shalom, kitas ben Atiyas. So the Gemara says that he saw a malach who was writing the Zechuyah Seyem Shal Yisrael, who was sitting, and he knew that there's no yeshiva klapi maila, that there's no sitting in Shemayim, and therefore he came to the conclusion, Shtei Rishuyas, and the Kitzi became an apikers. Rabbi Kiva saw the exact same thing, and he was Nichol Mishalom and Yatsa Mishalom. So Vos Epis, Elisha ben Avuya became an apikers with the exact same Maisa as the exact same Maisa as Rekiva saw it, and his Nichol as a Shalom. Elisha ben Avuya became an apikers, what's the pshat? So, Rav Yaakov Galinsky tells Suma, which is a fascinating Zach. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there's a Maisa of Adam Echot Shiorim in Gol HaElyon. There was a fellow who lived in the Gol HaElyon, and he came down to the Gol to the Dorim, and he rented himself out for 3 years as a worker to work for this other fellow. after his Erev Yom Kippur, he comes to his boss and he says, "I worked for 3 years, my term is over, please pay me, I'd like to go to Yom Tov." So the boss tells him, "Ain't me money, I don't have money." So he says, "Okay, if you don't have money, I'll take payers. I'm sorry, I also don't have payers. You don't have payers, I'll take karka." "Okay, you don't have karka, I also don't have. Behemoth, I also don't have. Karmakastas, I also don't have." The kitsa, the worker goes back, pafi nefesh, he goes home. After Sukkot, the Rabbis comes to visit him, and he brings him his money. He brings 3 chamayim, one full of food, one full of drinks, one full of treats, and he comes over and he eats and drinks and he pays him. And afterwards he says to him, "Let me ask you a question. When I told you I don't have money, what did you think?" You know, basically you knew that he had money, right? You worked for 3 years. He said, "I thought maybe you had a good deal, so mainly you had to go ahead and spend the money. When I asked you about the payers, what do you think?" "Well, the payers, maybe they were meisek. The animals, well, maybe they rented out to somebody else. The fields, maybe they were also rented out to somebody else. When I told you I don't even have karm mukastais, I don't even have, you know, metalpul in the house, what do you think?" He said, "Maybe you're makdish them for some reason." So the Baal Bayis tells him, "You're 100% right. Everything's exactly like you said." And he made a neder. His son, he wanted a son from Montaya. And was not the neder, and here's going ahead to go ahead to pay him. That's what the Gemara says. It's Bavus that in Shultus it says that the worker was Rabbi Akiva before he started learning, and the Balabayas was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes. Zokar Yaakov Galinsky, even before Rabbi Akiva started learning, Rabbi Akiva had an attitude that from the Kasha Mishtaknisht. Just because we see something and we don't understand it, that doesn't mean we have to draw conclusions. Dehainu, that Rachmana Litzlan can bring us a day kfira, or draw conclusions that can go ahead and Rachmana Litzlan make a question on Zachin, which we know to be true. The neither of Kiva was, you have a kasha, but a kasha shtabrinish. You have a kasha, you could say a deichik teretz, or else you can blind sarachi, you can blind shver. Some sefer says in a tshuva, the roiv hadoichikim emes, that more often than not, the doichik pshat is taka the true pshat. And if you don't have a teretz, so no, we don't understand everything. We know that teretz is min hashemayim, we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what he's doing, and if we don't understand, we don't have a teretz, so you don't have a teretz to everything. Elvisha ben Avuya, both in the Maisa and Chagiga, and in the Maisa, in our Gemara, what made Elisha ben Avuya be chata was, is he had a kasha, and therefore he came to the immediate conclusion that something is wrong, the kasha is emes, and the information that he had beforehand on the amitas of Torah and the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he was able to leave a fakfik on that because of the kasha that he had. And the emes is that's what we have to learn. We have to learn from this Gemara that from Akasha Shtapnish. And Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he tells this too. To what we say in Rishon Davening. V'tarli beinu la'ovducha be'emes. V'tarli beinu la'ovducha be'emes means we daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you should purify our hearts to serve you. Without belief, he says, believe me, toyed bekushis yavonis. That if we don't understand something, it shouldn't drag us down. Why? Ki ata elokim emes, udvorcha emes akayim lad. Rabbeinu Shalom, we know that you're elokim emes. You've proved it by Yetzias Mitzrayim, you've proved it through Mount Terah, you've proved it over and over and over again. Udvorcha emes akayim lad. Every word of Terah is true, and it lasts forever. We dive into Rabbeinu Shalom entirely, beinu la'ovducha be'emes, that we should not be brought down and not be bogged down by kashas. We should not be brought down and not be bogged down by things in the world that we don't understand. What feared Elisha ben Avuya was he had a kasha and that was it. And the reason why Rabbi Akiva was able to do the same thing, because Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom. He entered b'shalom. And since he was nichnas b'shalom, so therefore, Rabbi Akiva was Yotzer B'Shalom. Now, the emes is that really we can bring this mamash to the next level. So far we're saying that if a person has a kasha, mishtaknis from a kasha. You don't die from a kasha. We know what's emes, and that's what we should go ahead. And that's what we should go ahead. And we do what's emes, and for every kasha there's a teretz. For every kasha there's a teretz. But the emes is that there's another level. There's a Maisa, which is brought in the Evan Ozel, at the end of Hilchas Me'ilah, which says Maisa Godel Echot, was like the image of Chaim Velozhna. Now, Chaim Velozhna had a Talmud who shmatted. And Chaim Velozhna once met this Talmud, and he asked his Talmud, what's after he shmatted? So the Talmud said that he shmatted because he had kashas. He had kashas on the way to Kodesh Baruch who runs the world. So Chaim Velozhna said to him, let me ask you a question. Your first kasha was after you ate the first piece of chaza, or your first kasha was before you ate the first piece of chaza? So the Talmud, I'll tell you the Emes Rebbe, that the first kasha was taka after I ate the first piece of chaza. So Chaim Velozhna told him, you don't have kashas. You have terutzim. You have excuses. Kashas can be answered. But terutzim, excuses, there's no answer to terutzim and excuses. Not only do we have to program ourselves that for kasha shtarbenish, we have to recognize that many of our kashas, or many things that bother a person, it's the Yetzirah talking. They come from that negius. They come to rationalize something which we more or less know is inappropriate. And if we train ourselves that we can't blind by a kasha, even if we don't understand, but I'll go upon him, we know. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulay Taif. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a track record. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and he knows what he's doing. So then we don't have so many kashas. And that's Taka the Pshat, the Chazal tell us. That Elisha ben Avuya ben Acher, he had been Isaac in Sifrei Minos even before he actually went off the Derech. The Pshat is, and his Torah, the Torah of Acher was not a Torah. The Alter from Kelim used to say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a Chacham Tipish. A Chacham Tipish. A Kluganar. First of all, a person has to be a Chacham. He has to know what's emes, what's not emes. A person has to be misbeinin in the amitos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the amitos of Torah Min HaShemayim, the Maisa Ovis. And then, once he's a Chacham, once he understands who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the realities of this world and Torah Min HaShemayim, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants the person to be a tippish, to act like a fool, to be trusting, to be meiser his das to the das of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky finishes off with the following: how come when a person Chas V'Shalom needs an operation, so he finds out 20, 30 bedikas, who the doctor is, how good the doctor is, to make sure the doctor is a tremendous mumcha. When he takes a flight, he doesn't go ahead and start asking whether the pilot knows what he's doing or not. The teretz is poshut. The teretz is because when a person needs an operation, the doctor is not the sakana, only the patient is the sakana. And therefore, a person has to check out, is the doctor good? Is the doctor not good? Does he have his best interests in mind, or doesn't he have his best interests in mind? But when a person sits on an airplane, so the pilot's also on board. And if the pilot is comfortable in his own ability for his own life, we trust the pilot too, to go ahead and to take care of our lives. Dr. Yaakov Galinsky, that a Yidden life has to know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is sitting on board also. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is Anochi Eirin Imcha Mitzrayma V'Anochi El Olcha Gam Aloi. And the Pasuk says, Ima Anochi Betzara Achaltzeu V'Achabdeu. Gam Keilach Begeit Salmoves Le'ir Aroki Ato Imadi. The Rabbi Yishlam is sitting with us. The Rabbi Yishlam is sitting with us, B'shas T'Nisayin. And therefore, if the Rabbi Yishlam is coming along for the ride, so then we know that Gam Kielech B'Gates Almaves La'ira Rav Ki Atayim Adi.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.